So without further ado, I have the honor of introducing our state health official, Elke Shaw Tulloch. And she has an undergraduate degree in environmental health with a biology minor and a master of health science and environmental health emphasis from Boise State University. She's been working for the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare since 1996, and she's been the manager of the Radiation Health Effects Program, manager of the Environmental Health Education and Assessment Program, and bureau chief of the Bureau of Community and Environmental Health prior to taking on her current role in 2012 of our administrator and our state health official. So please welcome Elke.
Morning. Thank you, Chris. You're kidding. It was short and sweet. So welcome, everyone, to Idaho. It's fantastic to see you all here today. And before I start, I'm going to clarify something. So if you're an Idaho native, the way you actually pronounce Boise is Boise. And we know you're not from Idaho if you say Boise. So I just want to make that clear. So some of you may have remember or may remember being CSTE being hosted here in 2004. And I'm just curious who all was here at that time. Oh, great. Welcome back. And at that time, you broke records as well. I think the attendance was a little over 600 at that time, and now we're over 1,500. I think that is a huge testament to the work that you do and the enthusiasm that you bring to the table, and mostly Idaho, because we are amazing here. So we're absolutely thrilled to have you here to our gorgeous state. We have, we hope you get some time to stay for a while and explore Idaho. Hopefully you had some time before or after the conference. I know it's action-packed, but hopefully you'll have some time to get out and enjoy our foothills, enjoy the rest of the state. But we do have a state here that has a really thriving economy. We are rich in our agriculture. We have spectacular geography and scenery here in Idaho. We have mountain ranges that, such as our Seven Devils Peaks, where they're high enough you can see four other states while you're standing on the top of them. We have spectacular deep river gorges and beautiful desert landscape all throughout Idaho. We have also almost every recreational activity you can think of here. We have a lot of adventure seekers come to our state and people who come here because of that and live here. There's whitewater rafting, kayaking, skiing, snowmobiling, hiking, backpacking, horse riding, paddleboarding, mountain biking, road biking, all sorts of outdoor activities that you can explore and do summer, winter, on land, on water. Lots of things for a lot of adrenaline rush if you're interested in that. But if you like just to watch other people with do their adrenaline rush, we have opportunities like the X Game pre-trials are here. You can attend rodeos. There are other exciting things that go on all across the state. There are dance and music festivals all over the place. If you're into something that's more relaxing, we have a lot of wine tasting in this ever-growing craft brewery industry here in Idaho, which is fantastic. But if you want to just do some relaxing, we have hot springs located throughout the whole state as well, where you can enjoy some time and just relax. I think also exploring Idaho's rich history. We have a lot of mining and agricultural history here in the state. I encourage you to find some time to go and visit some of our museums that are located near here. A great example this evening in your opening reception is just directly across the street over at our Basque block. And our Basque history is quite one that's quite unique, and we have a sister country in the Basque country in Spain. And so hopefully as you're over there and you're getting to explore in your reception this evening, the museum will be open and you can learn more about the Basque culture. I also encourage you here during the week, Wednesdays, in this whole Grove area is called Alive After Five. There's a lot of music and dancing and food and drinks available here. And then also don't forget to take a tour of our Boise State University campus. It's directly across the river. I know that there was some conversation about the Boise River being flooded, which is true. It's definitely at flood stage. So if you get the chance to take a little walk, just not too far from here is a bridge that goes over the river, and you can go to Boise State University, get a sneak peek at our crazy blue turf. Something for the record book that you're not going to get to see in other places. But just be mindful of all the closures that you might see on the river. And truly, if it says, I mean, you all know you're all into safety. If it says don't cross it, don't cross it. Mostly, though, I want to encourage you to have some fun while you're here. What you do on a daily basis can be exceptionally intense and stressful. I know I get to see that on a daily basis in my own incredibly, ridiculously amazing staff. You're all driven individuals, and you have your ambitious agenda. I couldn't even believe it when I looked at it. It's crazy. And what you do, that agenda to me is definitely proof of the level of intensity that you all operate on a daily basis. You know, some great topics lined up that really cover the whole breadth and depth of public health and something of which you're a foundational piece. I want you to know that your hard work and dedication does not go without notice across the nation and across the world. Our communities are healthier and are safer because of what you do, and we appreciate everything that you do for us. You keep us all very much grounded. You have many magnificent speakers, let me try it one more time, lined up, and I don't want to get in their way. I want you to get right into all of the learning that you have to do. But on behalf of the governor of the state of Idaho, Governor Butch Otter, and the mayor of the city of Boise, Dave Beter, I welcome you to Boise and Idaho. And thank you for coming, and we all welcome you on behalf of the whole state with open arms. So enjoy your time here.